39HAY Mobile. W9DRG. W9DRG, you got your HC on there, Dennis. KC90KX, LaPorte. This is Kilo Niner, Lima. Hey, clear. Kilo Echo 9 Lima Kilo.
Kilo Echo 9 or Charlie Sierra Tango.
Greetings, Sierra Tango. Got that right?
I don't know if I'm in a dead spot or you're in a dead spot, but I can't pick you up too well, buddy.
I am outside. I just have a little rubber ducky antenna on a A5 there to drop off. I can hear you really.
Yeah, I picked up most of that. You said you're near Valpo?
LaPorte. I'm in LaPorte, walking in the park.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm in Westville, heading actually towards Keithsbury on Route 6 right now. You get a little noise in the background, you're a little bit choppy, but I can make out, I'd say, 90% of what you're saying. What kind of radio are you talking on?
It is a Baofeng K5.
Copy the Baofeng K5. Yeah, you sound a lot better now. But, all right, man. Figure I'd get back at you. Let you know if someone heard you, man. 73C, my friend. Have a good evening. This is KE9CST. I'll be clearing your file.
Thank you very much for the report. Have a great day. KE9ALK. Clear listening. KI9NG Mobile. I think you timed out the JSI.
KD9AKY, KI9N12.
I'll go back. I'm going to try the JSI first.
KD2GSW Mobile.
KC9TWX.
KC9HO, this is KD9HAY.
CQ, CQ, CQ. Good evening. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt, and I am calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net into session. I am located just south of the city of LaPorte, and I will be your net control for this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic, at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. The club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146.970 W9LY VHF FM analog and now All-Star connected, which is also connected to the DMR Talk Group 31146, which is the LPCARC DMR Talk Group. This repeater is located Schultz Road and Highway 35 North on the 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have the 146610 K9JSI VHF FM analog located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West across from the Summit Farm. And last but not least, we have the 441.950 W9LY UHF FM analog C4FM Wires X connected, also located at the tower at Schultz Road and 35 North. Unfortunately, the UHF repeater is still not Wires X connected at the moment because that repeater took a siesta. It's no longer operational, so we have the old repeater in place, which is analog only, so no digital on the 441.950 for the moment. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146.970 repeater, negative 600 offset, and a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time, and in case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater, 146.610, negative offset, and a 131.8 PL tone. And await instructions from Net Control. If you would like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website at lpcarc.org. And I would also like to send out a thank you to Mike in 9OKA for filling in for me last week. He just took over the net and did it himself without any preparation or anything from me. So congrats, Mike, for doing your first net, and much appreciated. And any nets you want to do, if you're listening, feel free to let me know, and we can work it out, and you can do as many as you want. AC9HO Net Control. I do like doing the nets, but I don't mind sharing, that's for sure. If you're interested in seeing the check-ins live during the net, then sign in to ham.live and look for LPCARC Information Net. We use this logger to log the check-ins, and there is a live text chat for everyone to use as well. With the live text chat, it's almost like having two nets at the same time. All we ask is that you check into the net via the radio, since getting radioactive is the point of having the net. Ham.live is a browser-based program for net logging and works on all computers or phones that have a browser. There is a video on the website to help set up an account. If you need assistance, you can ask on the net, and we can try to help. Look forward to seeing you on Ham.live. All right, sorry about the delay there. I was looking to see what we are connected to, making sure all the links are connected. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic or question or even just the radio and antenna you are currently operating. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, You can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for next control. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask for club officer check-ins first, followed by short-timer mobile stations, then I will go through the HamDot live list as I have it. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. All right, I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Any current club officers, please call now. This is AC9HO Net Control.
K9PGC.
Okay, acknowledging KA9PGC, John, the club vice president. John, do you have anything for the net tonight?
Good evening, Kurt, and everybody else out there. Yes, I do. And it's useful, too. Coming up on the 24th, Saturday the 24th, so this month, we'll have the Winter Field Day. It'll be up at Danny's Tower, and he says so far everything's good. I can't say how much room we're going to have. We should have some decent room. We're going to be indoors. I've got one antenna set up, and if it's still up there, I'll be checking that out later this week. All I do is run coax into the building, and we got one antenna I can share with anybody. It's a 80-meter NFED, completely vertical off the tower. So, you know, you can have the advantage of a 130-foot top, you know, of the antenna, I mean, being that high off the ground, you know what I mean? Anyhow, I got plans of turning that into a 160 half wave for future fun and games, you know, field day coming up, you know, for the summer. But I'll go on about that stuff at a later date. But back on the track, we can feed some coaxes into the building, and for anyone that wants to set up their own stuff, they don't have to be outside to do this. And that's what we did last year. We had three stations running right off the bat. I think we had more, but we had three right off the bat, okay? And we can always tap in on one of Danny's antennas. Okay, so, you know, somebody wants to bring a radio to try out, we should be able to accommodate, you know, something like that. Okay, hook in. Like in my case, I got a manual tuner handy. You know, I can help somebody out, let them use that, tune up, say, hey, everything's perfect, I'm using your antenna, John, this is great. Or, you know, hey, I don't know a thing, get me started. I can do that for you, either my equipment, yours. So anyone out there that, you know, they want to come out, have, you know, no experience on low band, well, as long as you don't get microphone shy, we'll coach you. We'll do something to get you at least one good contact. So there's that sales pitch. And I do have some useless information. It might be a little bit more useful this time around, but we'll see what I pull out of the magic bag there. So back to you there, Kurt, K9PGC.
Question? Yeah, go ahead, Mike, with your question.
Yeah, thanks, Kurt. Yeah, I got a question for you, John. On field day there, now is that pop walk and everybody bring a dish, or how's that working?
For the winter field day, and I'm happy you did that, Mike, because I know I left some details out, so I'll start over on my brain. It's not working that great today. Set up is at 8 o'clock. Officially, field day starts at 10, and we're going to just run through the day. You know, if we make it at 5 o'clock, make it later, a little bit sooner, you know, it's just however the day goes. I'm going to have bottled water handy, so if anybody can, you know, bring a little something extra to share in that'd be fantastic. If we have, you know, if there's enough people and so forth, we can even try to get pizza or something like that. But, you know, won't know until we get started on that morning to know what we're working with, you know, to simply put it. But a little bit of the potluck goes a long way, whether it's this field day, summer field day, or what. There's, there's always something we, you know, the club provides, and this time around we're just flat out, you know, at least have some bottled water handy and see how it goes.
That answer your question, Mike?
Oh yeah, it did. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, I need to write that back down. Oh, John, the hours on that again?
I'm figuring it's going to be 8 to 4, and if we do anything longer than 4 o'clock, that's up to the group. I'm willing to stay out there all day. Okay. And but yeah, 8 o'clock is set up, and it officially starts at 10. And so that's what we're all planning on. So I'm not going to be in there. I'm not going to be there any earlier than 8 o'clock. So you see the call plate of KE9PGC. You know we got something going. And if you don't see it, that means you beat me out there.
Roger that. N9OK, back to that control. Thank you.
All right, thank you, John. Darn spams. Thank you, John, for that information. And thank you, Mike, for the questions. And just so you know, Mike, there's been years where people bring out, like, donuts or coffee or something like that. So if you want to bring something, great. If not, you don't have to. That's completely up to you, and you can show up pretty much any time between 8 and 4, probably, it sounds like. All righty. Well, John, thank you for that, and coming back to you for useless information. Look forward to that every week, and we'll ask one more time for any current club officers. Please call now. Okay, hearing nothing. Mobile or short-time stations, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Mobile or short-time stations. No problem. I did not catch that Kilo Bravo 9. Can you try that again, please? Kilo Bravo 9 station, try again, please. Maybe I'm hearing things. All right, mobile or short time stations, please call now. All right, hearing nothing on mobile or short time stations, I will now go through the ham.live list as I currently have it. And first on the list, we have N9ROM. Bob, do you have anything for the net?
N9ROM, Bob here in LaPorte. No negative, nothing for the net. Just saying hello to everybody out there and enjoying this warmer weather. So I'll hand it back over to you, Kurt. And, oh, by the way, yes, Mike did an excellent job last week, for just shooting from the hip and getting it done. It was enjoyable, and previous week to that, I believe it was Dave. So, okay, 73s and 9ROM.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I didn't know Dave did it the previous week. Well, thanks to Dave if he's listening. For doing that, and yeah, anytime anybody wants to do a net, I have no problem sharing, that's for sure. I'll still be here. I mean, even if we set something up where somebody does, like, the check-ins and everything, or vice versa, I do the check-ins, and then somebody else reads the information. However you want to do it, we can work it out, but much appreciated. All right, Bob, well, thank you for checking in, sounding good as usual. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the list with the KD9HAY, Hayden, do you have anything for the net?
KD9HAY, no, nothing too substantial that I can think of off the top of my head. I hope you got your setup squared away there for the net with your 705. Curious to see if you got that up and running, but other than that, no. Nothing else. Hope everyone's having a good week and enjoying this little bit warmer weather for January. Back to net control, KD9HAY.
All right, very good. Yeah, Hayden, I'm running off the 705 right now, about 5 watts. I was considering bringing in the amplifier That way I could bump it up a little bit, but I just ran out of time today. I was busy all the way up to almost until net time. I was still getting ready as I was starting the net. So, but and for anybody that doesn't know, Hayden is on his all-star node he just put together. So he's getting into the repeater with a very low watt HT, and it sounds like he's sitting right next to the repeater. So sounding really good, Hayden. Glad to see you got it up and running for the second or third time. Which is it now?
Just the second time so far, but I'm sure that there'll be a third eventually.
Yeah, I did mine a couple times, but I was off for surgery, so I had plenty of time, so it didn't bother me at all, because I did the ham VoIP version first, and then I saw advertisements of the ASL3, and I'm like, I'm going to give that a shot, and that's where I've been ever since. So, all right, Hayden, well, sounding good. Sounds like it's working good for you. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have KD9PYT. Rob, do you have anything for the net?
KD9PYT, Rob in Walkerton. No, nothing for the net. It's been a while since I checked in. Thought I'd see how everybody's doing and start the new year off. Back to you, net control.
Well, there you go, Rob. Start the year off right. I like to hear it. But, yeah, sounding good on that ICOM there. I'm on an ICOM, too. All the ICOMs kind of sound the same, so, or similar anyway, not the same, but very similar. So, but thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And there was something I was going to mention. I forgot what it was already. Advertisements. If you noticed on the repeater, about every 15 minutes there's something coming across. If you're having a conversation and it's coming across and it shouldn't be too bothersome. You can talk right over it. It turns itself down automatically so that your audio is well above that advertisement audio. We decided to do that, especially for right now, because we're so late on advertising the HamFest. My fault. We want to get as many advertisements out there as possible. So feel free to talk over it anytime you want. I just want to throw that out there because there should be one coming up or one already went through. So just want everybody to know that you can talk over them, no problem. Again, Rob, thank you for checking in. Have a good evening, good rest of your week. And that completes the ham.live list as I have it. So we will go to general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, please call now. This is AC9HO Net Control.
Net Control. Net Control, please log Alpha Charlie 9, X-ray November George from Highland, Indiana.
This is N9OK Mike LaPorte.
This is November 9, Yankee Oscar Uniform, Brian Southend.
This is Kilo Bravo 9, Zulu Victor Juliet Steve Southend.
This is Kilo Echo Niner, Delta Indy, November, North Merrillville, Indiana.
Okay, we got a pretty good list there. We got AC9XN, N9OKA, N9YLU, KB9ZVJ, and the last one, I'm not sure I got it right. I got KE9 Delta India November. Is that correct?
That's correct, Controls. Yes, Kilo Echo Niner, Delta India November.
All right, I nailed that one. Awesome. We'll get to you in a minute here. First on the list is AC9XN. George, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt Alpha, Charlie Niner, Hotel Oscar. This is Alpha, Charlie Niner, X-ray November. A very good evening to you and to everyone on the net. In fact, all the members of the Lake County Amateur Radio Club, I wanted to drop by tonight to wish you and all the members of the club a very healthy, happy, and a prosperous 2026. And I hope to see all of you at the Cabin Fever Camp Fest in February. This is Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November, from Highland, Indiana. Back to you here, Kurt, 7-3.
Okay, George, we like hearing from you. Makes me smile every time. Thank you for that, and you have a happy new year yourself, and we won't hold it against you, but it's LaPorte County, not Lake County, but that's okay, close enough, we understand. You checked into a lot of nets, I'm sure, so they all mix together, right? But thank you for checking in. Hope to see you on February 28th. My work has decided to do inventory that weekend, but I intend, I'm already fighting to get that day off. Because when they do inventory, it's a mandatory thing, and it's all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So, but since it's 2 months out, I'm like, nope, I'm taking it off. So, right now it's sounding good, but yeah, we will see you there. One way or another, I'm going to be there. All right, George, thanks again for checking in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have N9OKA. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, good evening, Kurt. Good evening to everybody out there on the net. 7-3s and Happy New Year, huh? I want to thank those who gave me a pat on the back for doing the net last week. Mercy. I still can't believe I did that, but I did. I got a question for you, Kurt. I got the hours down for build day, but I build right down the date for it.
Oh, yeah, no problem. No problem at all. January 24th. January 24th, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Or, sorry, 10 p.m. Well, that would be a heck of a day. 8 a.m. Setup time, so if you want to help set up, that's when you want to be there, or wait until 10 o'clock when the actual field day will start.
Okay. Well, I sure hope I can make it there. I sure do. I missed my share of events last year. This is a new year, bringing on a new year here. But I did have one thing I'm kicking around in the back of my brain here. I'm wondering if we shouldn't have a GoFundMe account for our 440 repeater. So that we can get back on Wire 6. And, I mean, should we pass the hat there? What do you think, Kurt?
Well, that's what the memberships help pay for, so we just haven't had a meeting yet, Mike. We will be talking about it, and I can't really do much until it's agreed upon at the meeting. I do have the repeater in my possession. So it will be back online, just a matter of when, and hopefully sooner than later. But we do have other ideas. Either we're going to fix this repeater, potentially buy a new repeater, depending on how much it costs to fix it. That's yet to be determined. And then we do have a spare repeater that's actually Danny's repeater that is on the K9 JSI. So we're going to put the old K9 JSI in that location and take that Wires X repeater and put it back up on the tower for the UHF side. So there is plans in works. That won't cost us anything but time. So that we just need to get done.
Bravo, I need to get it done. I love FM. That's actually what brought me this hobby was FM. I had a radio back in my 11-meter days that wasn't supposed to see the United States. It was 11-meter radio and FM in it. And a couple of my friends had radios just like it. And we spent a lot of time on FM. And two of us ended up getting our ham radio license as a result of it. But that's the only reason why I mentioned Wires X. I just, I'm a big fan of FM. But, that said, I hope that we can get this done soon. So, N9OKA back to net control.
Okay, Mike, very good. Yep, totally understand. And it probably would have been swapped out already, except for it landed, one, in the winter time, two, right during the holidays. So everything's starting to get back to normal. Schedule's getting back to normal. I just went to work for the first time this year today. So everything should be starting to go back to normal. And we can set something up to, because we've got to find the old repeater, dig it out of the trailer that it's hiding in, and then take it up over to the Johnson Road site, swap it out, possibly even put a 300-watt amp in place as well, but we'll see. But at least get the repeater up and running, and then take that Wires X repeater or Yaesu repeater up to the tower on Schultz Road and carry that one all the way up there to that top floor, or very close to the top floor, and hook it back up, and then that will be done. So Rich and I, maybe John or whoever wants to assist with that. Looks like Hayden's willing to assist, so I don't know if it'll be this week, but maybe this weekend. We'll see what everybody's doing. So, but yes, we'll get it up there, Mike, and we'll make sure you're the first to know. All right, Mike, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have a 9YOU coming in direct instead of through All-Star. Kind of curious. But, Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Thanks, Kurt. This is a 9YOU, and happy new year. And thanks for doing the net, Kurt. No, nothing's wrong. I just felt like just sitting here instead of walking around the house. So I just felt like just sitting here and in the shack for a few anyways. But, yeah, not too much. Just hopefully I'll be there for the meeting Monday. And, yeah, now my mind just went blank. I hate it when it does that. But no, like I said, not too much here. Just finally got through the holidays and everything. And hopefully getting back on track with work, because it's just been... Yeah, work a few days, have a day or two off, work a few days, have a day off, and, yeah. The body's like, what the heck are you doing to me? So, anyways, good to hear everybody, and, hopefully, like I said, hopefully I'll see everybody at the meeting on Monday. And I know that I was going to say something else, too, but, my mind went blank like normal. Anyways, back to you, Kurt, and I'm YOU.
Okay, Brian, very good. Must be good conditions between you and the repeater right now, because you're full quieting, almost like you're coming through All-Star. So, sounds really good. Yep, and I should be there Monday. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be. So, if you're there, we'll see you there. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. Next, we have KB9ZVJ, Steve. I believe Steve. I got Steven on the screen. Do you go by Steve or Steven? Over there in South Bend. You're a little bit noisy, but we heard you. Go ahead. Do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, you can call me Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo will be fine. Anyway, a bad connect control. This is 89CDK.
Okay, Steve. Yeah, we might have missed the first part of that there, but we caught you saying, that you're good with Steve. You're a little noisy into the repeater tonight, so I don't know if you're on an HT or what you're using. Maybe let us know what you're using there, and if it is an HT, maybe move an inch or two one way or the other and see if you get a little bit better. When you're in, you sound pretty good. It's noisy, but we can understand you, no problem. But your first part of your conversation wasn't there at all. You didn't bring the repeater up at all. So how are you making it into the repeater this evening?
Twin bander, over.
Okay, you got dual band HT. That's I think we lost the first part of your conversation again.
Charlie 9 X-ray November.
Yeah, go ahead, George.
Hey, Kurt, ask him to hold his button down for 1 second before he starts transmitting, and see if that improves our
ability to hear what he's saying at the beginning. Over.
Okay, George. Well, that was an interesting noise after your transmission there. But, Steve, yeah, if you hold down for like 1 second or so before we start talking, that might help. But I have a feeling you're on an HT, and an HT from South Bend is a pretty far reach. I mean, when you're in there, we can hear you, but go ahead and give it a shot one more time, and if it doesn't work, then we'll probably just go ahead and move on. But we got you in as a check-in, and much appreciated. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, I don't know why it's kind of going off frequency a little bit. 73, Kilo Bravo 9, Dead Victor Juliet.
Yeah, we got you that whole time, that time. And your audio is over the static, so you're getting in. But yeah, you got a weird sound going on there. You got something going on. Go ahead and check that out there, Steve, and if you want to chime back in any time during the net, just go ahead and throw your call sign out there, and we'll give you a radio check and see how it's working. So if you figure something out and you want to know if it's working, go ahead and just jump in at any time. It won't bother anybody. Steve, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. And next on the list, we have KE9DIN. I believe, if I'm going to say it right, I think you've checked in before. It's Javier. Is that right?
That's right, Kirk. Thank you. Just a quick check-in and check-out. I do want to wish everybody a belated Happy New Year and healthy one. Always appreciate hearing everyone on the net. And I want to say thank you. Appreciate it. That's pretty much about it, Kirk. Thank you.
Okay, Javier, well, I don't know if you said where you were from, and you might have told me before, but I can't remember off the top of my head. So what's your location?
Yeah, I'm from Merrillville, Indiana.
Okay, very good. Well, you're getting in the repeater just fine. You got a little bit of hash behind you, but no problem with the audio. Sounds really good. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and Happy New Year to you as well. All right, that completes that general check-in. Let's call for more general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
TLP.
All right, we've got W9DLP there. Special W9DLP. All he needs to say is DLP, and everybody knows who he is. Dave, do you have anything for the net?
I'd like to thank everybody who helped me out Saturday with the siren test. And other than that, I guess I'm supposed to feel educated right now. We have a seminar on tabletop for Homeland Security for pipeline safety. We're all up at Blue Chip today. So other than that, no traffic for the net.
Okay, we got Sue in there as well. All right, Dave, we'll enjoy your little session there at the Blue Chip, and learn well. And thanks for all you do. Thanks for doing the net on Saturdays for the siren testing. And we definitely could use more check-ins during the siren, and you don't necessarily have to go anywhere. If you're close enough to a siren, and you might even be able to sit in your recliner and say, yep, it's making noise, and it sounds like it's going round and round. So, I did forget to mention, John put a message on ham.live saying, bring chairs to field day. Anytime you do anything like that radio-wise, try to bring a chair, because we can't guarantee that we got enough chairs. All right, Dave, sorry to interrupt you. My thing for you there, but thank you for checking in. Have a good evening, good rest of your week. All right, general check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now.
I'll add the food was good.
9 Echo.
And 9 RKY.
Try it again, Chris. 89 CDJ.
Okay. Okay, I'll go ahead and stop there. KB9ZVJ. Yeah, that sounded a little bit better there.
Well, I'm in the mobile. Running your deck. On the microphone, that's where I was getting that time, and it was going off first to the street.
Oh, okay. Well, you might still have something going on there. You don't have that weird noise anymore, but it kept cutting out on you. So maybe you got a loose wire or connection. You know, it's not plugged in all the way, possibly. You want to give it another shot? Because I kind of made out what you were saying, but it dropped out two or three times during your transmission.
Is that any better?
Well, is that any better? I caught that with no problem. So maybe a little longer transmission.
I could have a little trouble with this. Anyway, glad you stuck into the net tonight. And let's say 73 to everybody. This is 89.86.
All right, there you go. I mean, you have some static behind you, but your audio is above it when you're in there. So that time you didn't drop one time, so it was a good one. 73, and if you want to test it again in a little bit, feel free to jump in again. All right, I have two new check-ins, KI9E and N9RKY. KI9E, Jim, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, everyone on the net. Just some info about the Dayton Hamvention. It is in May. On the 15th, 16th, and 17th, May 15th, 16th, 17th, and the countdown timer is now showing 18 weeks, 1 day, 11 hours, and 20 minutes away to the Hamvention. And to get text message alerts, text the word Hamvention to 888-777. The word Hamvention to 888-777. Back to you, Kurt, KI90.
Okay, Jim, I didn't have my pen fast enough, but I think I wrote down May 15th, 16th, and 17th, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, cool. And text Hamvention, that's kind of cool to get alerts. You never know, something might happen and like a bad weather thing or something, you never know. 888-777, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jim, for that information. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And I need to get off my butt and figure out if I'm going to make Dayton this year. So, all right, next on the list we have N9RKY. Todd, do you have anything for the net?
The other new guy, Todd. Good sounding there, Kurt. Doing a great job tonight, as usual. Glad I could make it in here today and say hello to everybody. Don't have much to say. I was just outside a little bit ago, and oh my gosh, the stars are fantastic out there. You can see all over. It's real clear skies. See Orion and all that stuff going on out there. Anyway, like I said, I don't have much going on right now, so I'll just turn it back to you and let you continue on. I'll say 73 is everybody. This is N9RKY.
Okay, Todd, very good. Well, thank you for checking in. Sounding good as well. And, yeah, it is rather nice out there for a January evening, that's for sure. Have yourself a good week. Good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, we'll do one more call for general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? Actually, Hayden says there's an app, too, for the Hamvention, I guess. So, do you know what the name of that app is there, Hayden? Just type it in, and I'll announce it. So, check in anybody anywhere. This is EC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Comment. Kilo X-ray 9, Romeo, Lima, Charlie, Ryan, Supernova.
Okay, Mike, we got your comment in there. We've got KX9RLC. We'll go ahead and go with Ryan first real quick, Mike. KX9RLC, Ryan, do you have anything for the net?
No traffic, really. Just saw a big old meteor in the sky a minute ago, and honking on this little UV5R Mini, I think. 3-watt.
Well, I'll tell you what, it sounds really good, and are you running off the rubber duck antenna, because you're full quiet and in the repeater, maybe just a little bit of noise in the background, but it sounds good.
Just a Magno on the edge.
Okay, very good. Well, it's working for you because you're over there in Neutral Isle, so it's not a long trip, but it's a little bit of a trip for only a couple few watts. So it's working well for you, and those things are tiny, that's for sure. I thought about picking a couple of them up because they're so darn cheap, but I got so many HTs, I don't know what to do with all the ones I got. So I need to start using all the ones I have before I buy more. But all right, Ryan, well, sounding good on that new little radio of yours, and have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thank you for checking in. Yeah, Hayden says you can't have too many HTs. That is very true, and I have quite a few. ARRL Events app is what Hayden is talking about that you can get on your phone and get event alerts, I guess. I'll have to look into that. I've never seen an ARRL events app. All right. We'll do one more call in case I miss somebody. For general check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now.
Good evening, Kurt. KF9WW without traffic this evening. Just listening.
Okay, Mike, we got you in here, KF9WW, and I did forget about Mike and 90KA. My apologies. So I know you said no traffic, Mike, but that's how I run the net. I still have to ask, you got anything for the net? Anything at all?
No, I just picked up another rig, that QYT 7900D. Just to have a second one to dedicate to one single band, even though they say they're four banders. But that's what this is that I'm speaking on for 220. So they're dirt cheap at Walmart, so I thought I'd grab one just for the heck of it.
Well, I tell you what, Mike, it's working well for you. You sound good, full quieting. Of course, you're coming through All-Star, but you're closer to a 220 repeater than you are to this repeater, so that's understandable. See, you had something for the net. We like hearing about people getting new radios. I picked up a new HT from Hayden, speaking of HTs, and got me a DMR Radiodity GD88. So I did find that thing's not a battery hog, but it definitely likes its battery, so it gets warm just sitting there listening. It's kind of weird. But before I forget, Mike, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. And N9OKA, my apologies for missing you. Go ahead with your comments, sir.
Yeah, I just want to mention real quick to KI9E Jim. I sent you an email. I don't know if you got it or not. But if you haven't checked your email, N9OK, back to the control.
I'll check right now, Mike, KI90.
All right, there you go. Let me see if I have it. Okay, I keyed up while Mike was talking, but I'm sure he got over me because I'm only putting out 5 watts tonight, so. I'm not making any big leaps and bounds into the repeater. Won't take much to get over my signal. But, all right. Well, I think now we're going to go ahead and go to the information part of the net. I will call for more check-ins later, so if I didn't get you now, we'll get you in a little bit. So I'm going to let the repeater reset, and then we'll get started with the information part of the net. This is AC9HO Net Control. I will say, this little ICOM 705, even though it's only putting out 5 watts, it gets hot. I mean, not hot, but The temperature meter is about almost halfway, maybe a little over halfway. So, and I haven't been talking that much. It's going to get real hot here in a minute. Area's District 1 serving Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton County. The Area's District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS license stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700, positive offset, and a 141.3 PL tone. And don't forget the Aries Information Net every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time on the K9JSI repeater with a negative offset and a 131.8 PL tone. We also have the LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net the first Saturday of every month on this frequency, the 146970 W9LY repeater. Beginning at 11 a.m. is when the sirens start. Please check in with Net Control Operator 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. The next siren testing, I did not look, is not January 3rd, so it will be February something or other. Let me pull that up right now. If I can click the right buttons. That will be February 7th. February 7th will be the next siren test. And if you want to help out in 2026 for, do something new in 2026, is like a, do something different this year, start doing the siren testing that every first Saturday of the month. That would be very, very helpful. Michiana Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-the-air net on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And if that repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR repeater, 442.700, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday Night Net every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater, 147.255, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And last but not least, the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net, this net every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. All right, HamFest, we've been talking about Dayton, which is May 15th, 16th, and 17th, so don't forget about that. And if you want HamFest updates, just text HamVention at 888-777, courtesy of Jim, KI9E. Thank you very much for that. And then our HamFest, the one I should have been announcing probably a month ago, or more. Cabin Fever HamFest, sponsored by the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club, is Saturday, February 28th, 2026. Doors open at 7 a.m., goes until 1 p.m. Central Time at the new location, new for the second year, LaPorte County Fairgrounds. The address is 2581 Indiana State Road 2, LaPorte, Indiana, 46350. There will be food concessions, free parking, door prizes, several vendors selling a variety of equipment and other items. Vendor tables can be reserved now, anytime. Just you can email cabinfeverhamfest@gmail.com. You can mail in your payment to LPCARC PO Box 115, LaPorte, Indiana, 46352, and include your name and phone number and call sign if you have one. And also, you can go online and click the Pay Online button. You click the our 2026 HamFest on the left side. And in about middle of the page, there is a Pay Online button. You can also reserve your tables there. We just ask that you send us an email afterward letting us know that you reserved some tables and if you have any special requirements. Tables are $15 per table. First table includes free admission. Electric will be $5 extra per vendor. Limited access, advanced reservations. We would like to have them paid preferably by February 8th, but we will take payments all the way up till the day of. General admission is $8. Talk-in is 146.610, 131.8 PL tone, and 146.970, 131.8, and both are negative offsets. VE testing for those wanting to upgrade their license or interested in getting their license with the FCC will take place starting at 9 a.m. And if you want more information, just visit the website, lpcarc.org. Again, that's Cabin Fever Hamfest, February 28th, 2026. You know, it's going to be here before we know it. I can tell if I'm going to use this radio for the nets, I'm going to need that amplifier so I can turn the power down. My temperature gauge is turning purple. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte, Indiana. The next official club meeting, I told you I was behind. I don't have that either. The next official club, oh, I do have that, January 12th, my bad, because that hasn't passed yet. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meetings, though, you are encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solder demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. At the September meeting, we had Rachel Kyle from the National Weather Service talk about weather emergencies and how ham radio can play a part in that. And we'd also like to announce that membership dues can now be paid online via the website. Just go to lpcarc.org. On the left side of the homepage, click Club Membership. Then when the next page appears, you will see in the center of the page a membership form. You can fill that out and email it to us or mail it to us, however you want to do it. With your email and phone number and address if you want to share that. And it's for our records. And then under there, there's a pay online button. You can click the pay online, fill out all the fields. All fields must be filled in for the transaction to work properly. And it is secure through PNC Bank. And this money helps keep the repeaters going. So we much appreciate anybody that's willing to be a member and or donate or whatever you want to do. We definitely are humbled and appreciate it very much. Come to our club breakfast, 8 a.m. the first Saturday of each month at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, 402 West, U.S. 20, Michigan City. We have another club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. Can somebody give me a real quick radio check? I turned my power down to 2.5 watts. Am I still making it in okay?
You're solid in there, Kurt.
Sounding good here.
Can't hear you. Perfect,
perfect. Thank you very much. I just want to try to keep this thing from getting into the red. All right, Michigan City EMA accepting applications. Go to the police station lobby and turn in attention to Captain Jesse. Again, Michigan City EMA is accepting applications.
Something happened there, Kurt.
What happened? What happened?
I don't know. Are you on a McDonald's repeater now? It sounds like McDonald's to me.
I don't have a double quarter pounder or anything, so... No, I don't think so. Am I sounding funny?
I'm kidding with you. Man, don't you hate those sound systems at McDonald's?
Yeah, man, I know people that used to have radios that would get on those and mess with people ordering or mess with the people working there. I know them. I don't know them anymore. Hi. But, yeah, I know what you're talking about. They're a lot of fun. Especially, there was one place we went to. They had the headset, like, up on their head. You couldn't hardly hear them, and I kept saying, what? Yeah, that was horrible. I don't like going through the drive-thru. Getting online order where you can order through your phone has been a godsend for me because I absolutely hate drive-thrus. Founder? All right, Mike. Well, thank you for messing with me. That's a lot of fun. If you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio and or POTA, come out to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting. I'm not sure if they're doing it right now. Maybe we'll give Brian a call here when I'm done and see if he has any information on that. Go out there every Saturday at Potato Creek to play radio or just hang out. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern Time and goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern Time, thereabouts. For more information, you can get on the 147.330K9DEW repeater to find out more details if anybody's going to be there. N9YOU, can you give us an update on how the Potato Creek events are going? Are they still going or are they on pause for now?
Yeah, Kurt, I believe we're on pause. There might be a couple going out there, but nothing like all the time. But, yeah, right now it's just on pause for until the weather gets better and warmer. And NYOU.
Yep, totally understand. I figured it was a long shot that you guys were still doing it, so... this time of year is probably not very good for that, but you never know. Some people are hardcore. All right, Brian, well, thank you for that information. So stay tuned. We'll definitely be announcing it on the nets when that starts to go active again. So maybe I'll bypass that advertisement until they start up again. All right, that brings us to John's useless information. John, K9PGC, if you are ready. I'm going to let my radio cool down. Go ahead, sir. AC9HO net control.
Thank you, Kurt. This is K9PGC. Well, we'll see where we go on this trip today. Good information. Also happening on that beautiful Saturday of January 24th that's coming up. Seriously, Porter County has what they call a ham cram. And... it's literally from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6. So if you know anybody that would like to try to get their ham ticket, the technician license there, the ham cram is going to be literally from 8 to 5, nothing but classroom. And then at 5 o'clock, put out a test. And if you just type in Porter County on the search engine of your computer, phone, whatever, just type in Porter County ham cram, and all that information will come up. We've got a few people in the club that do the VE testing and so forth, and we're not quite off the ground with you since everything has changed. But except for me, a few of the others that do this, they have been going along with Porter County in recent times to, you know, try to get everything all coordinated, and this is how the whole system works, and the way the tests are graded by AI, and, you know, just all the changes that just literally happened overnight. We're in a bit of a slouch, but in the past, Porter County has helped us out by, you know, a few people coming out over here on our VE sessions, so our guys are doing the other side of the coin. We're going to help them out. Well, anyway, that's one of the things that's happening on that January, and I just want to make sure everybody hears that in case they know somebody. I'm trying to send my daughter that way, and there'd be a good chance she's going to get stuck working at last minute on that day. But make sure I still have a system. All right, and other little tidbits of food for thought. I came across an amplifier recently, it's a Meritron, never been used, and from the factory. What you gonna do with it? Actually, it was put on my lap since apparently I've had some free time lately. It was put in front of me, and it did work, but the scary thing is when the unit was on bypass, okay, like off. Anything you hooked into, it wouldn't match the radio. Okay, so if you're lucky and you had a little SWR meter built into the radio and you look and like, oh, this is garbage. I took a VNA and I scanned through, okay, from 160 meters up to 30 megahertz, I had this nice big curve, you know, and it got worse the farther I got up to 30 meters. Apparently, Ameritron, I don't know how it got through their quality control, and a few of us keep on saying in recent years what quality control, somehow it passed. And don't know how, but there was one part in the bypass mode to cancel out some of the inductance you would have. There's supposed to be a 27 picofarad capacitor, and it's located in such a position that you can't read it. Well, anyhow, it's 270 is what they installed. So you literally, at 20 meters, your minimum SWR to a dummy load is going to be a 2 to 1. And it goes completely up to like a 9 to 1 by the time you get to 30 megahertz. Add antenna to it, who knows what you'd get in that manner. But it's food for thought. You go to the ham fest, hey, I want to buy that amplifier, and so forth. And that's something that's in some of the solid state amplifiers. So it's food for thought. You get an amplifier, hook it up, make sure you got a good match, on the input side, through the bypass, and then even when you're running the amp, double check that. And here we're lucky enough that all through the bands checked out good. But it's buyer beware. And this particular unit, the joke here is, guy buys it in 2014 and never tried it out. He goes, here, John, okay. And, I go check it out and so forth. And this one was a mobile. This was, that was really odd. So I thought, I kicked that around. So that's really the useful part here. So, there's a little buyer beware, but, it already spoke to me when I took that little VNA dummy load on the hot side of the amplifier, VNA on the input, and just swept it, And I remember tons of years ago, I heard a lot of mobile setups that went bad that way. It might have been just a 2 meter amplifier, running an HT, and now you burn the final out on the HT because something wasn't right. Could have been the cable, could have been whatever, but this is something I found. And, looking on the internet, I found, I found a whole lot of stories of this, that, and the other thing. But, yeah, we had to do a little thinking. And, but that curve was a telltale sign to me. Doesn't mean I have the answer right away, but I did a lot to make sure before I got that soldering iron warmed up, because this is like building a ship in a bottle. So you can't just go in there and remove a capacitor real easy. I removed it. Everything looked good except you see this little peak on 10 meters. It needed that 27 picofarad cap in there, So I just wait a few days, pop a new one in, and left it as that. But that's, food for thought for you guys out there that may want to have power and so forth, because something's easily forgotten. And with that, I did have some other things I could kick around, but since we don't have anybody doing stupid jokes, in memory of one person that should be out here doing that, I'll give you one to finish up with. The person that invented the Ferris wheel never met the person who invented the merry-go-round. Apparently, they traveled in different circles. With that, back to you, Kurt. This is K9PGC.
Okay. Made me forget almost everything else you were talking about, traveling in different circles. Well, you did time out the node, which made Hayden ask, what's that mean? Because I'm not sure if All-Star stops transmitting, but the repeater never stopped, so you had it the whole time there, John. That's cool. But, yeah, that's a good thing if you can fix stuff like that. and I think a lot more of us could do it, but with the new equipment these days, a lot of times you don't need to. But in that case, that was a good find, and brand new amplifier, not working out of the box. And I changed radios because that 705 I don't think is made for doing FM nets like that, so I don't want to cause any damage to it, so I'm back on the flex, so hopefully I'm making it in okay. But Hayden, to answer your question about the node timeout, if it didn't stop transmitting, then it really does nothing. All right. And John, thank you for that. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. And Hayden asked a little while ago, is anyone planning to head to breakfast tomorrow? Anybody heading to breakfast tomorrow? He's on vacation, looking for things to do. So if anybody's heading to breakfast, if anybody on the net is planning on it, go ahead and chime in now. Well, Hayden, might just be you tomorrow. I'm working, so making breakfast probably won't happen until I'm retired or if I ever take a staycation where I stay home like you are. Last year I didn't do too many of those. When I was home, I was working on the car, and when I was on vacation, I was actually out of town, so not a bad thing either. All right, weather at a glance. Let me get on the right page here. I will admit, I do like the sound of the 705 and everything, but having a headset and a foot pedal is so much nicer. I will admit that. All right, tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 36, south wind 5 to 10. Thursday, rain, mainly after 2 p.m., high near 52, south wind 10 to 15, gusts as high as 30, chance of precipitation is 80%. Oh, I just realized something. You guys could probably hear an echo. I don't want that. Please hold. AC9HO. Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. Thursday night, rain and possibly a thunderstorm before 3 a.m., then rain likely, low around 51, southeast wind 15 to 20, becoming southwest after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 90%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch possible. Friday, a 40% chance of rain, mainly before 9 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 53. Wow, is that warm for January. Southwest wind 5 to 15, becoming north in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 20 miles per hour. Friday night, a 30% chance of rain after midnight, mostly cloudy with low around 35. North wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming east after midnight. Saturday, rain likely before noon. Then rain and snow likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Chance of precipitation is 70%. Little or no snow accumulation expected. Saturday night, snow showers likely, possibly mixed with rain before midnight. Then a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Chance of precipitation is 60%. A 40% chance of snow showers, mainly before noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 29 on Sunday. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 21. Monday, to start your week, partly sunny with a high near 36. Boy, that was a rough one. I stumbled over a lot of those words. Yes, Aiden, I would definitely like a 9700, that's for sure. But this works just as well. I have no issues using this. I just can't listen to HF, which I wouldn't be listening anyway, but I can't have HF in the background. It gives me a reason, yes, to spend money, but I have another antenna. Once I put my second antenna up, then I could do VHF and HF at the same time. So there we go. Swap and shop. I will now open the swap and shop session. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, wanted, loan, borrow? The swap and shop session is now open. Please call now.
89HAY.
K89HAY, go ahead.
K89HAY, still have the SC991A, low mileage with all the box and stuff. Looking to get 800 out of that, and have an FT710 field as well. Also, fairly low mileage with all the box and paperwork and stuff, and that has the billet aluminum portable zero rails on it. Looking to get 800 apiece for those two radios.
SC991A would work well too. I just can't do it right now. I have a plan, and I'm trying to stick to it. And you're not helping, Hayden. You're not helping. I think I have a problem. All right. Hayden has an FT991A for $800, an FT710 field with some extras for $800. Does anybody have any questions for Hayden? All right, Hayden, I assume your email is good on QRZ if they can't reach you on the radio. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
L9OKA.
Okay, heard you in there, Mike. Yeah, so if anybody wants to get a hold of Hayden, just get on QRZ. His email is good if you can't reach him on the radio, which he's home this week, so catching him on the radio is going to be pretty easy. Go ahead, Mike. AC9HO net control.
I had a question for Hayden. And the shack in the box, I've got a Dodge Dakota pickup truck. Are you interested?
Unfortunately, no. I have more vehicles than people at the house already.
Darn. Okay. Well, I thought I'd try. I want it. I may end up getting with you over it, because I do want it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with asking, Mike. The worst that happened is they'll say no, whoever you're asking the question to, so. Yep, it's worth a try. Be a good radio for you, I think. Either one of those would, really. But the 991A would eliminate, almost two radios where you can make that 891 portable and use 991A for both the repeater work and HF work. So everything in one box. Definitely a good deal.
I do have a question for John.
Nope, you burn up your questions. You're only limited to, I don't know how many you're at right now. Nope, just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, John, you were talking about amplifiers. And way back when I started out on 11 meters, I never could get an amplifier and a radio with a good standing weight between the two of them, a good match. And so I pretty much came up on the idea of amplifiers, and I still feel that way to this day. I've never really been able to get a good match with an amp and a radio. N9OKA.
Well, I learned a few tricks from way back when. And some of that did work, some of it didn't work for me. You know, that was back early 80s that I got introduced into some of that. As far as this Ameritron goes, that just surprised me that the wrong value of part was put in place. But you know where it's positioned, you can't read it. So, you know, I had to figure this out, you know. I wasn't going to just go with the golden soldering iron and just go at it, and you know, okay, I can trim this up, I can do that, but I do know exactly what you're talking about. And just a quick one, back in those days, sometimes it was as simple as having the right length of coax going between the radio and that amplifier. And it was the cheapest way to try things out to begin with, but, you know, none of that stuff was meant to be
clean to begin with, so. But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, about a month ago, I sold the Ameritron that I owned back in those days. Back in my 11-meter days, I had been talking to a new ham radio operator, and I haven't heard him out here since. I don't know what become of him, but he bought my Ameritron and a couple of other 11-meter radios that I had, or, yeah, 11-meter. Some old 23 channels, they're antiques. And I thought twice about getting rid of them because they were, but I sold them nonetheless. But, that Ameritron was supposed to put out all between 350 and 500, and it was only putting out about 50 when I sold it to them. But it was lower than dirt anyway. But, I never got comfortable as an amp in my prison in Madison. That's where I ran when I was a ham radio operator, right at prison in Madison. Man, I loved that radio. And I was about to hurt that radio for nothing. And then
okay. Okay, Mike. Yeah, the only amplifier I've had ham radio-wise is the one I'm using right now for 2 meters. 80-watt amp. That's all it is. So that sounds like the repeater, the Yaesu repeater. It was putting out 50 watts. Now I don't think it's putting out even a watt. So so hopefully we can get that fixed. But we will definitely be talking about that. All right. General check-ins. Anybody anywhere? Swap and shop. That's going to remain open till the end of the net. But general check-ins and swap and shop. Please call now. This is AC9HO Net Control.
Whiskey Juliet 7, Charlie Alpha Sierra.
Kilo Echo Niner Alpha Lima Kilo Thomas in LaPorte.
Okay, acknowledging, I hope I got the call sign right, WJ7CAS, and we got KE9ALK. WJ7CAS Matt is what's on my screen here. I hope I got it right. Do you have anything for the net?
Nope, traffic, just saying hello. We're mobile out here on Highway 30 headed towards LaPorte.
Okay, very good. We don't hear too many 7 calls around here. So are you from around here, or are you just traveling through?
Well, the 7's part of a vanity call, but I was first licensed at the 7 land in Idaho, but I live in Missouri now. But I make a couple loops up here a week, usually hauling steel. So that's what I'm doing now. I got a load of steel heading out to LaPorte to deliver in the morning.
Okay, very good. Well, that's where we're at. We're in LaPorte. This repeater is really close to the toll road. Not too far from the LaPorte exit on the toll road, not too far from the 94 exit either. So you're getting in there really good. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and drive careful out there. And we appreciate all you truck drivers for everything you do. That's for sure. We wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for you guys, so. Much appreciated. Drive safe. Next on the list, we have KE9ALK. Thomas, do you have anything for the net?
Greetings, everyone. Not too much. I'm just wondering how I'm doing. I got a Baofeng A5 tri-band radio that I'm using here. I'm in LaPorte near the high school, and I just have a little stubby Aubrey antenna, and just wondering how that sounds.
Well, Thomas, you were in there the whole time. You could tell that you were walking with an HT, or at least moving, maybe turning, because it did want to drive. drop out a couple times, but you never actually drop the repeater. So I would say it's working pretty good.
Good, good. And maybe I'll try switch antennas here in a minute and try the longer antenna that came with it. Because I am pacing back and forth a little bit, standing outside of the car, because I know it won't work in the car.
Yeah, yeah, it's doing a really good job. I mean, there's really no on or no noise with your signal. So, yeah, feel free to change out that antenna. I'll go ahead and call for more check-ins or swap and shop and chime in as soon as you're ready. Any more check-ins, general check-ins, anybody anywhere, swap and shop, and we'll go ahead and go anything at all. Please call now.
K9PGC.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Yeah, for the swap and shop, I do have an Icon Pro 750. I think that's what it is, 756. Anyway, it's the Pro 2. And I could, right now, I could get the number wrong, but anyway, it's, you know, it's up there, one of the bigger radios. I got that for sale for $700. I'm selling it for a friend, but I can show that it works, so, you know. Got to put my call sign on the line there, but yeah, 756 Pro 2, and that would be my call sign at AWRL.com. You know, what you see on QRZ, that works fine. Someone wants to email me with questions and so forth. The asking price was $700.
Good radio. I got a Pro 3.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would be disappointed in any ICOM radio. Correct me if I'm wrong, that 756, is that through 2-meter and UHF, or one or the other?
No, it just goes up to 6 meters.
Okay, okay. Maybe it's the 746, is that what you had, Dave?
No, I got a 756 Pro 3, but John got an HF and 6, and then for 2 meters and 70
in that, I got a 9700. Okay, I thought one of those pros, I was just talking to somebody that was on that. Oh yeah, John, W9EHU, I think he's on a 746 Pro, and does 2-meter. I don't think it does 70-centimeter, but it does 2-meter. Okay, cool. Well, there you go. Does anybody have any questions for John on the 756 Pro 2?
Well, I do have a question.
Getting really close to that quota. No, go ahead, Mike.
I got an ICOM IC-280 and ancient 2-meter HT. And the battery died on it. I wonder if there are any batteries out there that are compatible that would work with it and bring it back to life again.
PGC.
And I think Rich likes that radio a lot, too. Go ahead, Jeff.
I forget what sources to go to, but there is a number of places out there that sell inserts that you can solder into those cases, but I think they all quit selling, you know, a full pack, because there was a whole line of ICOMs that would fit that battery, the 2GAT, the 32AT, you know, a whole bunch of radios. And but that's one of the things that I look on the internet there, because some of the battery companies I used to deal with, I can't bring up anymore. You know, either change names or something like that. But that was a very popular battery, you know, the various sizes they had. And you could probably get a whole new insert. If nothing else, if you nicely open up the case, you go down to, like, Batteries Plus, they might say, hey, we can put something together for you. That'll go inside that. At one time they would do that. I don't know if they
they still do. Because this was about 10 years ago. I had them basically spot weld tabs on some on a bunch of AA batteries for one of my projects. That's how I know that one there. But not the best answer for you, but the should be able to search something on the computer.
On the computer. I like that. Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, that's a ICOM 2 Alpha Tango.
And the Alpha, IC-218. And the Alpha, IA-218, I believe is what it is. I have it over in the box next to me. I got that at a ham fest when we used to have the ham fest at the Civic Auditorium. And it was probably 99 somewhere back in there.
I'm looking, by the way, Mike, I'm looking on Amazon right now, and they've got a battery that will fit that for battery and case. They got one model that's for like $28, a different size for $32, smaller one for like $21, so look on Amazon. That's probably the best way to go, and you get a whole new case, none of this repair work.
And 9YOU.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, also, Batteries America, they might have it, too. I know they carry a bunch of them, but, it just depends. I have to just look at batteriesamerica.com.
Hey, Kuro, anybody saying they're still around four looking for something to do? I need somebody to climb my tower.
Yeah, I would not be the guy, but does anybody else want to climb a tower? Yeah, that's kind of hard to come by, Dave. we had to pay a professional. Of course, that was 300 feet, but yeah. I don't know what I would do if I had a tower, because I'd have to make it lean over or something, because I can't climb it.
It's a wrong tubular. I think one of the bolts slipped a little bit. You know how they got planes for putting them together?
Well, we might have doubled there a little bit, or I wasn't transmitting, which hasn't happened in a long time. But, did somebody ask you what kind of tower it was, or were you just saying?
I was just saying, when you put Roman tubular and you put bolts in, it'll flex a little bit. I think that's what happened. I think the bolts slipped.
That's interesting. Must have been a small bolt, maybe, or it's rusted away enough to be too small. So is your tower leaning or something?
Yeah, the base is plumb, but from like the 20-foot mark up, it's leaning to the south by 5 degrees, maybe. Not a lot, but enough to notice it.
Yeah, and once it starts, it doesn't get better on its own. That's for sure. So is anybody out there, tower climbers, be interested in taking a look at that?
Well, I already called once. I'll be out of the car getting fuel.
Okay, Dave. All right. Well, Mike, you got some answers there, man. I think you're going to be well on your way of getting a battery for that third radio, so... One way or another, sounds like it can happen. There you go, you got yourself another HD. Any other check-ins, comments, questions, anything at all, Swap and Shop, please call now.
N9OKA comment again.
Okay, Mike, we got you in there, and somebody else was keying up with you, or maybe it was the other repeater, too, but was there somebody else in there?
Sorry, I was KE9A, okay.
All right, Mike, we'll get you next. Tom, go ahead. Thomas, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just using this other antenna here. It's about 16 inches long on the HT, and still walking around here, wondering how if it sounds any better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, much, much better. I mean, the other one worked fine. It would have done what you needed to do, but this one's full quieting, and you can't even really tell you're moving.
Good, good. Yeah, the little tiny one is for those times when you want to carry it on your belt and something, you know, got that big whip flopping around everywhere. And I did make a contact on 220 today with a different little antenna. I'll have to keep an eye out for some better 220 antennas.
Uh-oh, are you jumping on the 220 bandwagon as well?
Yeah, I saw a radio, Baofeng radio, the tri-band one, which is what I'm talking on, and I thought I would, since it was so cheap, I threw it on my Christmas list and my son got it for me, so I was exploring that a little today.
Well, that's awesome and good to hear. And just so you know, if this repeater is connected to the, which it is currently, connected to the KC9YNM 220, you can hear yourself on a different radio on this repeater while you're talking on the 220. So if you want to test it and see what you sound like, you can do that very easily because they're so far apart in frequency, you won't get any desensing or anything like that, so you'll be able to hear yourself no problem.
Ah, interesting. I'll have to try that sometime. Is that the Valpo 220 repeater?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty easy to get into from LaPorte. I can get into it a little bit if I'm in the right spot within the house here. So I got all I have is an HT as well. I got the TYT 350 tri-band, so it's nice to have those tri-bands. They come in handy, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what I was on earlier today. I was the LaPorte repeater, and somebody, can't remember his call for sure. I think it was K9TC or TS, I don't remember. I didn't have anything to write down, and could just hear me. It wasn't coming in too good with that little stubby antenna thing. KV9ALK.
Yeah, I like the little antenna. It's not a little antenna, but it's not as big as a signal stick. Tri-band antenna. I think it's a Comet, but I can't remember the number, but Hayden posted the one on the ham.live. It's a Diamond 320A. He must like that one a lot. Hey, do you got a comment on that?
KD9A2, yeah, that's what I run on my D75. That's also a tri-band, and it seems to work pretty well. It's maybe 13 or 14 inches tall. It's definitely shorter than a quarter wave on 2 meter, but longer than a rubber duck, and it's not too terribly intrusive, but it seems to work pretty well on all three bands.
Well, there you go, Thomas. All kinds of antenna ideas for HTs. I know Diamond has one, and I'm pretty sure the one I have out there, it might be a Diamond too. I just don't think it's a 320. It's out in the living room, or else I'd tell you what it is, but maybe I'll send you. Remember if I have your phone number or not. If I do, I'll send it to you or I'll email it to you. I know I have that. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah, sorry, I walked on you a little bit there. Yeah, I was just wondering what the number of that was so I could write it down. But, yeah, an email would be awesome, too. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll send you an email with mine because I don't know it. But the one that Hayden sent, I don't know if you're ready to write. If not, I'll put it in the email, too. But it's a SRH320 Alpha, 320 Alpha, made by Diamond.
Got it, thank you.
Sure, no problem. I'm pretty sure the one I have is a Diamond, but it's not the same as what I see in the picture here, so I'll send that to you when I'm done with the net here, if I don't forget. All right, Thomas, is that all you got?
Yes, that is all I got. Thanks for doing the net and all the information. Thank you, Hayden, and everyone have a great night, and I'll be listening in the car. 89 ALK.
Okay, Thomas, I'll tell you what, that little radio sounds good, so I'd be very happy with it if I was you, and the antenna you currently are running is working very well. So, all right, N9OK, hey, go ahead with your comment, question, whatever it was.
Okay, thanks, Kurt. I'm going back just like on my C-218 that I have. It's old dinosaur here. The very top of the radio that has the tumblers on it that brings in the frequency, and it's got two toggle switches on the top. Man, the top of that radio is filthy. And I don't know how far into the radio the filth goes. I don't know if I could just do a clean job on the top of the radio, or if I need to get inside and do some more cleaning there, too. N9OKA.
Well, I think I've seen those radios, but I'm not very familiar with it. I would just try cleaning and see where it takes you. Does anybody else have any comment? Might know more about that radio than I do.
WD-40 and a toothbrush and just start scrubbing away. Those slide switches shouldn't affect it too much, because one toggle is your power and the other one is the 5 kilohertz step, E9PGC.
Okay, thanks, John. What did you say now, toothbrush and which I used, what kind of fluid should I use?
I would put a little WD-40 on a toothbrush, and then just start scrubbing away.
Okay. Well, the rest of the radio looks clean, but the top of the radio where the important stuff is, man, that's got a layer of crud on it.
Well, there you go. WD-40 and a toothbrush. Can't ask for much more than that. Yeah, I was getting ready to hear dust tape next, because WD-40 seems to fix everything as well.
I cleaned quite a few CDs with getting the cigarette smoke out of them, or off of them, however you want to do that, back in the 80s there. But, yeah, I would try that. That shouldn't harm the plastic or the switches whatsoever. K9PGC.
Let me see if I have it. Sorry about that, John. Might have doubled with you a little bit, but I think we've got the gist of it. Mike, you good?
Yeah, I'm just having trouble wrapping my brain around WD-40, though. It's a kind of a cleaning agent. I always thought that just a lubricant.
Well, if you think about it, lubricants are kind of a cleaning agent in a way. Like transmission fluid, for example, is not a degreaser, obviously, but it's a cleanser. It keeps things clean. They say to run it through an engine for a little bit to clean everything out, which I don't recommend, especially if it's a high mileage engine. It's got a lot of sludge. You start moving that sludge, things start doing weird things. It's used to having that sludge there. If it's got sludge, you're already you lost the battle. But yeah, I could see WD-40 cleaning a little bit. John, you got any comment to that?
Well, WD-40 was originally invented to be, you know, for maintenance on the missile programs we had, the old Nike missiles and so forth. And WD, water displacement. It was meant for electrical use. And I tell you why it's not on the label anymore. They used to use R12 refrigerant as a propellant. And when the EPA tightened down on that, some bright engineer decided a cost-effective replacement would be propane. And they never changed the label, said, hey, great for electrical, you know. And what would happen, now they got 134 in it now. But what happened is people that were used to using that on basically live circuits had a rude awakening. And I do believe there were some lawsuits, so, you know, right off the, either way that goes, WD-40 took that, they took off the label that it's meant for electrical use. But that's what it was for cleaning and preventing, you know, some corrosion in the short term. And it's something that will naturally, over time, evaporate, you know. But, you know, it's just like duct tape. It was designed for a specific purpose, but everyone uses it for everything else. So back to you, Kurt.
Yeah, like making boats and things out of duct tape. you got anything else, Mike?
No, that's it. I appreciate it. I really like that radio. Man, it's been decades since I talked on it. That would be awesome if I could talk on that radio again on that HT.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be cool. Hayden's saying KF9WW is trying to break in. Go ahead, Mike.
That's all right. I was just trying to be a smart aleck and say that the WD-40 nowadays is a great propellant for potato guns.
Hey, we like smart alecks here, so, and we like potato guns.
It's easier than hairspray, and it doesn't
like
get as tacky.
Lots of information. Some useful, some not so much. Let me see if I have it. Okay, very good. All right. Let's see. Where was I? I don't even know now. Well, this is AC9HO Net Control. This is a net, believe it or not. But we're at that part of the net where it's kind of everybody each their own, and I just kind of try to organize it. So, but it is a net. So we will call for general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, swap and shop, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now.
Oh, I have a question about that HT that Mike's talking about. Do HTs that old even have a CTCSS board in them?
I would not know. John or Mike might know.
PGC.
Go ahead, John.
They never offered one. Like in the case of the one that I have, that I basically bought new back in the day, I had an install board. And that's what a lot of people did back then. And then you're only stuck with one tone.
Well, there you go, Mike. Do you have a tone board in that to get the PL tone?
Well, that's when I figure one of those two toggle switches are for. I imagine one is on off and the other is for the tone. And then they have three tumblers for the frequency.
Cornwood, let me see if I have it. According to what John was saying, those switches, one is for the 5 kilohertz step, and the other one is for, I think he said, power high and low. Go ahead, John.
That is correct. So, when I put the board in mine ages ago, this is on full time, and I had some issues once upon a time, so I thought I'd really make it good, and I had the hottest sounding PL tone on the system. That little extra oomph did did do me some justice. And then the three on the back, if you can read that, that's high and low power, simplex, duplex, and whether it's minus 600 or positive 600 offset.
Yep, seen it. Let me see if I have it. Been doing some doubling tonight, trying to prevent that. So Hayden, Mike, you're not on ham.live, but Hayden shared a picture, or actually an advertisement from way back when of your radio, and it shows where all the switches are. And, five kilohertz, 0 kilohertz switch, and then the other one's an on-off power switch. And then you have three switches on the back, and that's your power, low and high, duplex, simplex, and then if it's duplex, it's minus 600 or plus 600 is the third switch. So, yeah, it doesn't look like, unless there's another switch somewhere on that radio, looks like you might not be able to get into the repeaters.
Well, you nailed it. You nailed, I forgot all about those three switches in the back, and two switches on the top, and three tumblers with two knobs. I'm sure one of the knobs is volume. I don't know what the other would be. Squelch, maybe?
Yeah, it's a squelch. Yeah, that picture Hayden found looks like an old, let me see if I have it. Looks like an old magazine page that was folded in half, and you could tell that was from back in the day, that's for sure. That's a cool looking radio. That's a brick. It looks pretty large compared to what you buy now.
Oh yeah, the battery pack itself was 3 or 3.5 inches long. And I preferred those kind of radios. Even back then, back in 99 or whatever, they were starting to come out with radios that were the size of a pack of cigarettes. And I preferred these bricks and not OKA.
Yeah, you need a speaker mic for that kind of radio, because holding that radio up to your mouth to talk on the repeater would get exhausting. There's no doubt about that. All right, well, that's a cool picture. They changed the chat on this ham.live, and it's kind of nice, actually. You can do a little extra stuff, sharing pictures and liking comments. 1979, he said that picture is from. But they changed the chat on that ham.live, and it's pretty nice improvement. So, all right, one more call. General check-ins, comments, questions, swap and shop, anything at all. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
9 Whiskey here in Chicago.
All right, we had a double there. We had a small pile-up of maybe two. I heard 9W, so I think that was WB9W, I think his call sign is, Pete, over there in Chicago, is that right?
That is correct, WB9W here in Chicago.
Okay, we got you there, Pete. Who was the other station that was in there?
I just had a question, WJ7CAS.
All right, Matt, we'll come back to your question. If you don't mind, we'll get the new check in here, WB9W. Pete, do you have anything for the net?
Okay, WB9W. No, I don't have any anything for the net here. I don't have any more stuff for sale. Believe it or not, an antenna tuner that I was trying to sell here on your net here a few times a year, so antenna tuner. Believe it or not, I sold it to a fellow in Bridgman, Michigan. Not far from where you guys are at, of all the places, but I advertised it on Facebook Marketplace in the ham radio sections there, and got a customer out there. So, and maybe, I don't think this guy checks to this repeater, but he's a fairly new ham. So, anyway,
I'll have to find some more stuff in the garage here to put it on. Oh, I know what I got for sale. I do have something. I have a UHF isopole antenna, omnidirectional UHF omni antenna. It's an AEA isopole. It's an old antenna, great shape. Somebody looking for a 440 omnidirectional isopole 440 antenna, I have one for sale. So I thought I'd mention that. Okay, and I can be reached at wb9w1949@yahoo.com. Okay, Kurt, thank you, wb9w.
All right, Pete. Well, too bad you sold everything. Maybe you'll get some more stuff before the end of February and come to the Cabin Fever Ham Fest and try to sell it there. That'd be cool. Does anybody have any questions for Pete on the UHF Omni antenna, the isopole? Okay, well, if you want to get a hold of him offline, his email again is wb9w1949@yahoo.com. All right, Pete. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And sounding good from Chicago. Matt, WJ7CAS, what was your comment or question?
Well, if I wasn't driving, I'd just Google it. But where is this repeater located at? Because I'm in Plymouth now.
Oh, yeah. No problem at all. No problem at all. This is a pretty wide area repeater. And you sound great. I would have never known you were in Plymouth. But it is located in LaPorte, in between LaPorte and Michigan City, very, very close to the toll road. As a matter of fact, you can see the toll road from the roof of the, well, you can see a lot from the roof. It's 160 feet in the air. But the toll road is probably less than an eighth of a mile from the tower. And probably 2 or 3 miles from the LaPorte exit on 94.
Okay, I'm quite a ways from there. So great coverage. All right, guys. Thank you, man. Have a good night. 73, WJ7CAS.
Well, whatever you got on that big rig is working very well, too, because you're almost full gliding into the repeater still. So sounding great. All right, Matt. Drive careful out there. Thanks again for checking in, and maybe we'll catch you next time you're coming through here. Feel free to jump on this repeater. We have another repeater, the K9JSI 146.610. That's 146.610. It also has a very wide coverage area. It's a little bit higher in the air than this one. It's on a 300-foot tower, and both of them are about 1,100 to 1,200 feet above sea level, so they both do very, very well. All right. I know I said last call, but I want to make sure I got everybody. So general check-ins, anybody anywhere, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now.
WB9W, another question.
Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
In the vehicle.
Go ahead, Pete, then Dave.
I'm in there, too. The 6-1 repeater, where is that? Is that one in the hospital in LaPorte? And this one on 97 is on the toll road there, over?
You're correct on this one. It's right by the toll road. The LaPorte one moved. It was on the hospital, but we had no coverage. So our president of the club made a deal with a guy that owns a tower. I don't know if you know where the Summit Farm is on Johnson Road in LaPorte. It's not that far from this repeater. Maybe 3 miles as the crow flies, maybe less from this repeater, but it's on a little bit higher ground, and it's on a taller tower. It's on a 300-foot tower. It's on the highest point of LaPorte County, I believe. Do you know where that's at, Pete?
Where Johnson Road is in Michigan City, but maybe it's the same Johnson Road that goes further south to LaPorte there. Okay, but it's... believe it or not, I hear this repeater better than I do to hear the 6-1 repeater here in Chicago. So go figure. Maybe there's a power difference here. But this one I think is on the Dan's tower there, Dan's AT&T
structure there. So, okay. All right, well, that's cool. Thank you very much. We'll see you later. And you got another, somebody else came in under me earlier. Okay, so 73WV9W, I'll be listening here. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's just Dave. We know he's in there. He's always lurking. you're correct. This repeater is on Danny's tower, the big concrete tower. And the other one, it is Johnson Road, but Johnson Road connects Michigan City and LaPorte. And it's actually right in between LaPorte and Michigan City. I say it might be a little closer to LaPorte, but I think we're just splitting hairs at this point. Both repeaters are kind of right on the edge of Michigan City and LaPorte, so you could almost call them, you know, either one. That's why we call one LaPorte and the other one Michigan City, so it is splitting hairs. Thanks, Pete, for the question. If you've got any more, feel free to jump in. Dave, go ahead, sir. Uh-oh, we might have lost Dave there. W9DLP, do you have a comment?
No, I just saw it back in the mail coming. I lost my mic. That's what took me so long to answer.
I think we've all had that from time to time, for sure. All right, Dave. Well, thanks for letting us know. All right. Any other comments, questions, check-ins, anything at all, please call now.
AF8.
Okay, I got a couple of them there. KF9WW, we heard you for sure. I thought I heard an AF8. Is that correct?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot CVS Charlie from up in Grand Rapids.
Ah, that KF8FJC, Sam?
Yep, good evening. Touching left tail end of your net, sounds like. Just want to check in, so I got to stay at base. Okay.
All right, well, thank you for checking in. You are number 20, as a matter of fact, so that was cool to round it off there for us, because we're about to tie it up here. And after we get through all the comments and questions, do you have anything for the net?
No, nothing exciting. Just hope you guys all had a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Sorry, this gloomy weather. Ready for either some snow or anything else besides the rain and gray. But hopefully we'll get better soon. I'll be listening after this. 73 is camping. Happy New Year.
Okay, Sam, much appreciated. Thank you for checking in. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. And hope you had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as well. KF9WW, Mike, what you got?
KF9WW, had to wait for the commercial on my end. Just a point of making on that, the new radio that I picked up today, I'm sending back, and it doesn't even power up, so it was no deal for me on this end. Brand new, and I even took a look on the inside. There, it's a dead soldier right from the get-go.
I'm sorry, I was reading a message. Hayden said that KF8FJC is a brand spanking new ham. Just got his license on Christmas Eve. Congratulations, Sam. Sorry about that, Mike. What was that was dead on arrival?
I picked up another one of those KYT 7900Ds, the one that I'm on right now for 220. I'm just going to dedicate another one for one of the other bands that I like to keep and monitor, strictly single repeater, nothing fancy. The price was right, but it's dead in the water. It doesn't power up at all.
Yeah, it almost seems like those Walmart purchases are kind of 50-50 on what you're going to get, because I know Mike had a couple issues with a couple radios from there. So one of them was that 220 radio. Turns out it was a problem. So Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, that's what you get, you know, sometimes. But the one you're on right now sounds really good.
Yeah, I'm happy with this one, but I thought I'd give it a shot. I didn't need it, and I'll send it back, and maybe I'll try and something else, new antenna or something, that see if it'll fit up in the attic as well. And maybe one of these days soon I'll have better, more respectable signals. Come up.
Well, you got a very respectable signal today, so you sound good. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, KD9WW, Mike. When are you usually out here?
I'm pretty much here all day long unless I'm having to make a trip up to Chicago to the hospital. So it's just a matter of when the conditions allow me to hear anything. Mainly on HF because that's open for me, but UHF and VHF I have to wait till conditions are better because all the antennas are inside the radio room.
Okay, because I've been calling for you occasionally on 220. So yeah, well, I'll keep on trying there. N9OKA.
There you go, Mike. You just keep trying. Do not try, just do. All right. Well, I am officially making this last call. Because this has gone on, what, almost 2 hours and 10 minutes now, which is fine with me, but it is almost my bedtime. So anybody anywhere, and feel free to jump in. I'm not trying to cut it off, but anybody anywhere, comments, questions, anything at all, please call them out. Okay, before I put a bow on this, KF8FJC Sam, I thought you checked in recently, too, after you got your license. Did you get your license on Christmas Eve?
Yep, I think it was a couple of days beforehand, and that was, I think, one of my first check-ins, probably the first net. But since I've set down the Belfang and got a Kenwood THC-75, been playing around with that, and picked up the extra study guide, so...
looks like a lot more to learn there. Being excited to see what's out there. Okay, very good, very good. Yeah, I remember you checking in, your first check-in, first contact, if I may remember. And boy, did you make a jump from Baofeng to that to that Kenwood D75. Beautiful, beautiful radio. Battery hog, it loves the battery. But a beautiful radio. Hayden has that radio, as a matter of fact, so hit him up if you got any questions. The only recommendation I have is the same as the last time, as your audio's pretty low. I have to really kind of listen compared to everybody else. Since you are a new ham, my apologies if you know this already, but with a lot of those HDs, if you don't have an external mic or something, you got to get them probably within less than an inch from your mouth to get the full audio into that radio. So maybe give it another try a little bit closer. I can hear you, but I'm also wearing headphones, and I think I said this last time, if I was mobile, I'd really struggle to hear you. Go ahead, sir.
Yep, still getting the hang of that. Seems a bit maybe unnatural to get so close to it. But yeah, I'd like to hook you D75. Playing with a lot of stuff has been pretty fun. D-Star, getting contacts all over the world, really makes me excited to, well, maybe not my wallet, but makes me excited to get some, I'll say, at-home equipment, bigger antenna, see if I can actually do some long-distance stuff. But, yeah, thanks for the advice. Same as last time, I guess, getting close to the mic. Hopefully this is better.
Oh, yes, 100 times better. There might even
even be a mic gain on that radio, so I'm going to refer to KD9HAY. Hayden, is there a mic gain on that? Because I doubt there was on the Baofeng, but I bet you there is on that Kenwood. Is there a mic gain audio on that there, Hayden?
KD9HAY, yeah, I'm sure there is it somewhere in the settings. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. I can go get it if you need me to, but most of the Baofengs even have that. The only radio that I've seen recently that doesn't is that FT-65.
Okay. Well, I haven't had a Baofeng in a long time, and that one did not have a mic gain, if I recall correctly, but I could be wrong. It's been a long time. So, yeah, Sam, just look around in your settings there. You might just need to bump it up. And it is kind of unusual to have it that close. On the digital side, you might not have to for some reason, but sometimes on the analog side, depending on the radio, especially those radios, I don't know if it's waterproof, but I think it's at least IP54, which is almost submersible, which makes it a little bit harder for that audio to get through because that microphone has a film over it to keep the water and dust out. So that might make more sense to you. But some of those radios, you have to get very, very close. As a matter of fact, that HD I picked up from Hayden, that DMR HD. On DMR, I don't have to get real close, but on analog, I do. So go ahead, Sam, if you got any more comments.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for the tip. Might be the younger generation part of me, but some of the settings and programming this radio, I'll use Google or ChatGPT and just say, hey, how do I turn this on? And it kind of walks you through it step by step. However, you're missing the things on the internet, like I just got here, of, hey, it's unnatural, but hold it up to your mouth. But thanks again for all the help. I'll be standing by. Listening, and what about soon, too? KFA, FJC, tonight.
Okay, Sam, very good. Yeah, it might be unnatural, but keep in mind the farther away it is from your mouth, the more background noise you're going to pick up. So if you're in a loud area, having it close to your mouth is nice because then that's all we hear is your voice, not the background noise. But if you're in a quiet area, then it's not a big deal either way. All right, Sam, thanks for checking in again, and we look forward to hearing you again out here next week or any other week you're available. 73, and congratulations again on the new license there. Sounds like you're already getting a lot of use out of it. Good to hear. All right, that was last call, so I'm going to go ahead and put a bow on this thing. This concludes this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. We had 20 check-ins. I will now return the repeater back to normal, general amateur use. This is Kurt, Alpha Charlie 9, Hotel Oscar, AC9HO. Net control clear at 9:15 Central Time 73, and have a good evening.
Enjoyable night tonight, Kurt. Thanks, KF9WW.
Yeah, no problem. Yes, it was enjoyable. Had a lot of information out there and a lot of questions answered. Had a good time.
Yeah, Kurt, good net tonight. KA9PGC is 9OKA.
73, everybody. I'm shutting her down. AC9HO clear.
KT9WW and 9OKA.
KF9WW, go ahead, Mike.
That's what I thought. It's KF9. I can't read my own writing. How are you doing this evening?
Yeah. I'm still doing. Nothing special. And sitting around here listening to what's going on and trying to straighten out my radio desk a little bit and trying to figure out where I'm going to put things. Trying to rearrange other things and
just general nothing.
Well, I had to sweep my log out there. That imp looked like a T on your call.
Yeah, just remember, don't call me late for dinner. And that's the old saying. Somebody will answer when it comes close to the call.
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about that myself here. I haven't ate yet tonight. And I haven't fed my dog yet tonight either. I'm surprised he hasn't been around.
Well, mine, she wants to let you know, she tries to fudge the hour. We try to feed her every night at 5, but she starts working on her howling and begging about 3:30, so she never lets you forget what time it is.
And I sleep when I eat. I sleep when I feed her this, or it's a him. My dog is a him. So, it's sleep when we eat around here.
Yeah, we usually eat after 6, but tonight we ate a little bit early. And just kind of in one of those blah, not too energetic moods tonight.
Well, evidently we lost John here tonight. KC9 PGC and 90KA. You out there, John? Oh, well. I'll catch him one of these days. I got an old HC here, man. I bought it used back in probably 99, somewhere in there. And I don't know if it's working the repeaters anymore or not. I don't know if I can bring up a repeater with it or not. It's old.
Yeah, I had a couple of old ones too, but during the move, I don't know if they mysteriously grew legs and fell into the garbage pile, or the wife and the kids decided I didn't need them anymore, and they grew wings as well, but I can't find them. It doesn't matter. I don't use that many. I've got a couple fairly decent ones, but you know, I got a half a dozen of those cheapo bow things that I never use. I can't get out walked around that much with them anyway, so they just kind of sit there and look like I'm important. So, but I've got one of the Yaesu, the digital ones that was the FT70D, so I can do system fusion, or, you know, whenever we get a repeater back up on it. But I'm still collecting what I need to do my own setup. I've got my Wires X set up. I just need one more radio to set in there full time, and then an antenna or two that'll at least receive and transmit pretty good. Can't do very high, but because it's got to be inside the attic, but it might work a couple of miles around the house, and people that know about it can connect into it and do some connections to some of the, you know, like Kansas City, well, whatever they're called, the rooms.
Roger that. Oh, man. It's been a while since I've been in the Kansas City room. But, have you ever thought about moving to LaPorte?
Yeah. You know, the last time I moved up until this one was 35 years. So we were there 35 years at the house that... Anyway, I didn't necessarily want to move, but it was kind of a necessity, the health and the fact that there was all kinds of steps and I couldn't do anything anymore anyway, so I really doubt that I'll be moving too soon. I think this one will be probably the last one.
Oh, man. Well, I can relate to the steps being an issue. It's an issue for me. I got COPD. I don't breathe real well at all. And it really rears its ugly head when I start walking up and down stairs. In that OKA.
KF9WW. Yeah, I can relate to that. I don't do stairs too well, and I don't even hills, like your incline on a sidewalk or something, kind of tear me up a little. But you know, I can breathe okay. I just can't. I can't do it. Well, anyway, nobody wants to hear about what's wrong. I'd rather hear about what new radio you get or. You know, who you made contact with. And I was just looking at my Parks on the Air contacts of my page that, you know, everybody that's registered in with the Parks on the Air gets a page, so it keeps track of everybody that you contact with and all the different parks. I'm up over 4,000 now, which I always thought was pretty good until I looked at some of the others. There's some of them other ones are well over 12,000, 15,000.
Oh my goodness, man. What are you going through your QRZ there?
No, you can go right on Parks on the Air. They have their own website, and it'll if you haven't signed up for it, you need to, because you get credit for them, and then you can print them if you want. You don't have to, but every time you make a certain amount, you qualify for a certificate. And you know, they're nothing fancy. You print them out on your printer, and it's good for wall hangers and stuff, but I, you know, it's just something to strive for. It's nothing that's going to get you a free cup of coffee or anything. It's just a personal thing.
Hey, Roger. Well, I got to take off here for a minute. I need to fill my glass up with ice. I'm good and dry. So, I'm gonna be gone here for a minute or two. Won't be too long. N9OKA.
Yeah, I'll stick around for a little bit, but I don't know how long I'll be here. KF9WW. KF9WW, still here for a little while.
Yeah, my old son dropped by for a bit. I couldn't believe it. I had company.
Oh, that's nice. You don't need to be on the radio. Go visit.
Yeah, he didn't stay long, but, yeah, I was, it surprised me.
Well, that's good. That's part of the reason why we moved out here, because all the kids are fairly close.
How many kids you got?
Three. We got two boys and a girl.
Okay. I got five. I got two girls and three boys. And the oldest, my firstborn, my daughter, she's getting ready to, she's going to have to sell her house and go to Florida. I'm not looking forward to it.
Is that Daddy's girl?
I don't know about that, but, yeah, I'm still not wanting her to leave, but, it is what it is.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it when they move away and then you don't see the grandkids all the time either.
Yeah, her son's fighting at the moment. He's about to turn 18 and fixing to leave home. And they're going at it right now, the two of them.
Isn't that what the sign says, or the saying go? At 18, we might as well leave now while you still know everything.
Oh man, yeah, I was there once. I remember that.
That's when the Army straightened me out, so I didn't have to go through that.
Yeah, I was out there shouting for you earlier. I don't know, it was the afternoon on the 220, what was it, the Valpo machine? Yeah, I was calling for the Valpo machine. I didn't know what hours you were out here.
Now, can I make it in on the 97?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can make it into a repeater. I just, I don't guess you were out there earlier.
Well, with the inside antennas and the computers and the monitors going, it makes receiving real difficult until I shut that stuff off.
Okay. I have outside antennas, so I don't know about that.
Yeah, if you're gonna, the best way if you're gonna shout for me on, because the 220 machine I can get into no matter what, it's theirs. But the 97, like now I'm on it, I can't usually hear it unless I'm, shut it, unless I've already shut everything else down. Hopefully once I get semantics into the coax coordinated, run away from the monitors and such, it'll make things better.
Well, I just moved. Uh-oh, I need to do something here. All right. Yeah, I just moved. I don't know if you can hear me as well or not.
You're down just a little bit, but still no problem copying you.
Okay. Yeah, I moved over to the Valpo machine 220.
Yeah, that's what I was listening to you before until I shut the monitors and the computer off. I don't know why I'm getting so much interference from them, but it is what it is. As soon as I shut all that off, then I can receive with... Well, I guess I understand it. The monitors and the computer and everything put off
a bit of ash, and when the antennas are so close to the radios, they're all in the same room with only about 6 or 8 feet of elevation. It's not going to do too much.
Well, it's hard to say. But, yeah, we'll see what happens tomorrow. I'll give me a shout during the day. See if you can hear me or not.
Well, if you're going to be on the 220 machine, I'll be able to hear you.
Okay. I'll try and call for on this machine here tomorrow. But, I got to take off, so I got to get out of here, eat and feed my dog, and call it a night here. So, 7-3, see you, Mike. You take care. We'll catch you next time. Good night, OKA.
Okay, buddy. No problem. We'll make that contact. I still got to get with you so I can give you that one antenna I made for you. So we'll make it happen one of these days. Talk to you then. KF9WW, clear.
7-3, N9OKA, clear.